Boom shakalaka. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good season, good evening, good Halloween, hello scream to you all out there in YouTube land today. Just trying to sort this out. Sugar. Well, it's been a fun day. We've just been hanging out with Jesus. My hair is a total mess. Trying to make it look good. Wrong way. You know, people don't understand that you can have fun with God. I don't know why. I do know why. I have been in a position where I have not been able to enjoy God before because I was so religious. I didn't understand God at all. I didn't understand the glory. I didn't understand the way God works. And probably a good thing, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to be like a little child and enter the kingdom of God. He says, if you cannot be like a little child, you can't enter in. A lot of people are seeing the kingdom from out here, but they don't enter in. You got to enter in to come in and enjoy it. It's fun. It's wild. Holy Spirit's really good. It's the best thing for my life. Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost. 3 years ago. Was it? It was. No, 2 years ago. Is that all? 2 years ago, had the most wild adventure with the Holy Spirit because I decided I wanted to give up my entire life to follow the light. Follow the life, the light. Rather than try and build up my own life, I just fell in love with the Holy Spirit. And I just started having fun with God. I started to realize God's in all things and everywhere. And the more that I understood that, the more that I got that revelation and believed it, the more that I seen it. You know how he says you've got to believe to receive? Well, that's the truth, because you've actually got to believe that he is God. You've got to believe that he's in all things. He created all things. And you can have fun with all things. I mean, people get really religious and twisted about ideas. You can't do this because it's of the devil, and you can't do this because it's of the devil. And they give all the power over to the devil, when really all that power belongs to God. And he's given it to you to enjoy him. So we come in and we enjoy him. And all the power that he has, it's fun. It's just fun. So we like to just do stupid things just to have fun with God. I mean, he finds it funny. He'll just say to say something dumb just to throw off the religious demon. You know what I mean? And it gets people offended. The religious demon gets offended, but those who like fun, those who like pleasure, those who enjoy God, they don't get offended. They're actually fun in the kingdom. You don't want to spend eternity with a shriveled up, boring, wretched, bitter rooted, old, shriveled up. What are you laughing for? Why are you having fun? That's not God. How many times have you found those type of people and they just suck that joy straight out of you? And anytime you laugh or you have fun, they hate it. You know, those people, we want to stay clear of. We want to enjoy the kingdom. The kingdom of God is actually pleasure. It's all pleasure. The Garden of Eden is named Eden, and that means pleasure. And we love pleasure. We're made for pleasure, you know. He made us for pleasure. It's not, I mean, you come into this world, yeah, we get twisted and we get pulled off track because of Satan, because we're not brought up right spiritually in our own homes, because our parents are rebellious and didn't surrender their lives to the Holy Spirit. So, you know, most of us came under a demon and we got fucked, right? They're into all types of evil and crap in their own life. So we copped it as kids, you know, growing up under that type of covering. But thank God for Jesus, he comes and saves, right? And he'll use all that crap that we had to go through for the good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we are made for it. I mean, it's no coincidence that people like me and you were drawn to the things of pleasure. They made us feel good because we wanted it. It was inside of us. It's in our DNA. We wanted pleasure. We wanted to feel good. We wanted to have fun. We didn't want to be miserable. And we sought out those type of things that made us enjoy life. The only difference is the thing where we missed it was we didn't understand, or we were never taught, that God is pleasure. He is literally ecstasy. It's an ecstatic feeling in the glory of God. It's a feeling that will invigorate every cell of your body and bring you to a heightened, ecstatic joy of bliss, of, oh, woo, just get your rat off. And the perverted mind can't handle that type of talk. It's like, because their minds are not renewed, right? They're still perverted in their thinking and their mind. So it's not about how many scriptures you can quote, or how big of a, you know, if you got a Bible degree or anything like that. The only thing that's required to enter into the kingdom is that you like joy. That's the only requirement. Isn't that fantastic? All you require. Let's just start a new cult. Why not? I mean, there's heaps of them. I mean, you don't even need Jesus anymore. You just need joy. Oh, that's going to go down well. This is called Toking the Ghost. And like, it literally saved my sanity. I like the breath of life. The breath of life, every spiritual person from all time knows that the breath of life gives life. Okay? And the great breath of life is the Holy Spirit. And literally, I mean, I need something to do, right? I'm that type of a person. And taking the ghost works for me. I like it. And it brings me joy, and it annoys people that don't like joy. So it really works for me. That's how I like to go. I like that stuff. Because I'm not here to get a bunch of followers, you know what I mean? I could lie to you and be really nice and keep it calm and lie to your face and tell you that it's all like this. And then, I mean, I could have everyone conned, you know what I mean? And I could have a whole lot of people following me and have a nice big church meeting and on Sunday have a nice bank account. I mean, I could do that. But that's what Satan does. And thanks be to God, I've come out of Satan. Just like you're coming out of Satan and entering the kingdom of God. Where all things are good and fun and joyful. Do you think seriously, you need to get a vision for this, because seriously, you got to look into heaven, okay? That's not Satan when you close your eyes and get a vision. That's God. Close your eyes and get a vision for it. Have a look. Just get a picture of it. See heaven? Shaka. All right, see all those angels? Get a picture for the angels. Get a vision for them. Are they crying? Are they depressed? Everyone in heaven that's gone to heaven, are they sad? Are they debating? Are they controlling, manipulating, and fighting? Is there any addiction? Is there any disease? No, no, none of that exists in heaven. And heaven, the kingdom of heaven is within you, right? You close your eyes, you enter into the kingdom. That's simple. Okay? The Lord of your life is Jesus, and everything in you is Jesus. Everything in you is Jesus. Oh, thank you for it, Jesus. So as you can see, they say that the angels are constantly, I'm not sure why that's jumping, it's freezing, connecting issues. Look at that. Whoa, it's connecting issues. It says in the Bible that the angels are around the throne of God worshipping all day and all night, 24 hours a day. Worshipping, singing, you know, worship is having fun. You're enjoying God. I mean, they're in the majesty of heaven and the presence of God is ecstatic. When you go to a concert and you feel that electricity, that buzz that comes, I mean, think of that a billion times stronger. Because do you think what's down here is anything compared to what God's got? This is the God of this world is no match for our God. He's the creator. When you come into him with everything that you have, you get the fullness of who he is. You get all the joy that's ever been created into your life. You get all the freedom that's ever been given into your life. There's no more cap on what you can and can't do. Everything is available to you. Take the head off and woo, everything is available for you. You can do anything you want to do. Everything's available. It's all in heaven. There's no, the everything we need is available in heaven because it comes from him. You need creative ideas, you need wisdom, you need the blueprint to unravel of your life, what you're created, your destiny scroll to come. Get it. Take it out from heaven. Give it to me, God. You know, everything you want is there. It's fun, fun, fun. Everyone's having fun and enjoying themselves. It is not boring. There's not one boring day in heaven. There's always something fun to do. It's constantly fun. I mean, sure, you get stuff that goes on because the demon hates you having fun. He's always trying to steal your joy. And stuff will come at you that he does that. But so what? You just flick it off and you pull down some more joy. You know? Drink, eat, drink, eat, drink, eat of heaven. You want the new wine. I mean, he doesn't call it new wine for nothing. I mean, your body's made up of 80% water. Okay? Jesus turned the water into wine. It's the same principle. Your body is turned into the new wine. You become a drink offering for the world. And you just have fun. You drink, 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 and it just gets poured out for everybody, for you. And you just live in this drink, and it's fun. It's everything that you've ever gone to try to attempt to bring in from the world, like from the world, is just counterfeit. It's just, it's crap compared to what we get from heaven. So that's what we want, the fun, the joy, the freedom. I mean, once you have freedom, nothing can stop you. You don't care anymore. You don't care what people think, what people say. You don't care what happens because you know you're God. And it's all just fun. There's nothing hard. It's easy. He's good. So you just want to experience the joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And enter the joy prepared for you. Two of my favorite scriptures. Enter the joy prepared for you. Not enter the sad. Enter the religion. Enter the rules and the laws. Enter the theology. Having some sound doctrine is good though, so you don't get deceived by the religious people who try to pull you into their little religious cults. You know what I mean? And tell you that this is the best one. No, none of it. Come out of her, my people. You come completely out of the religious system, completely out of it, and fully into the Holy Spirit, only as your God. The only God on the earth is the Holy Spirit. He's the Lord on the earth. The Holy Spirit is God on earth, and he is a person, and he is your best friend, and he loves you. He has the greatest plans for your life that you will ever, ever know. You will experience the funnest ride you have ever gone on in your entire life because of the Holy Spirit. I mean, he's been waiting for this day for a very, very, very long time. And he will take you on a journey you can't ever get off. A journey that will take you straight into the kingdom and straight into everything he made you for. He is right here, your bestie. The Holy Spirit. He is the greatest thing in the whole entire world. I don't have anything else except the Holy Spirit. And I like it like that. The Holy Spirit. He knows everything. He has all the wisdom. If you want the wisdom, you ask the Holy Spirit. If you need finances, you ask the Holy Spirit. If you need insight into your life, you ask the Holy Spirit. He will set up anything that you require. He's good. He's good. I mean, I struggled for a long time in the early days because I was trying to do my own way. And I never relied on him. I tried to do it in my own strength. I'm going to do strive. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And you get further and further away from what he's got for you. But he doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't leave. He's forever there, forever friend. And he's always there just waiting for you just to say, what do you got? Let's do it. Become your best friend. Become best friends with the Holy Spirit. Everywhere you go, he's with you. You get that close and that relationship starts to build like any friendship. You start talking. He'll start talking back. You'll start to hear him. Start reading Psalms out loud because it changes the atmosphere and it changes your DNA makeup. Because it's the living word and it doesn't return void. And when you speak that word out, those words are ordained by God and they are performed by the angels. He's commissioned the angels to take those words that you speak that come from the word of God. They pick them up and they go and do them. And they are all good for your life. And even though you might not always understand them, you speak them because it's God, right? You read those Psalms out loud. Bang, 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 bang. The more you want it, if you thirst and hunger for it, to be filled with fun, to be filled with his joy, read them out. Google search joy Bible and read all the joy verses. Google search favor and Bible. Bible verse, favor, Bible verse, and read all those scriptures out that have favor on them. If you need freedom, you know, Google freedom and on the Bible Gateway. Anything you need, read the scriptures accordingly to them out loud, and they will be performed swiftly for your life. It's an incredible journey. And I'm not kidding, this is a supernatural angel technology that literally changes your makeup. It changes your life swiftly. And it is a wild journey though. So you can't, trick-or-treaters I think, just tell them, no. Sorry, don't have any lollies, I ate them all. Just say sorry, don't have lollies.
Sorry, we don't have lollies. Sorry.
So these angels are assigned to the earth to go out and to do these words so that you speak them and they're performed. And it's a wild journey. So expect it. When you ask for the Holy Spirit to take over your life, I'll control my life, Holy Spirit. I mean, there is nothing in heaven that is bad for you. It is all good, and there's all different types of wild things available in heaven. Okay, different types of wine, wine for favor, wine for freedom, wine for whatever you need, joy. Okay, there's all different types of wine available. You speak that out, and those are performed, but it's done swiftly. Okay, and if you ask for it, be expectant and realize and know that the Holy Spirit will take control of your life. Sorry, we've got nothing. The Holy Spirit will take control of your life, right? And do whatever is planned for your life through your body. Take my life and use my life, Holy Spirit. I don't want the control of it. Give him the full control of your life and it will change you. Okay? And what that will do, it will bring you in swiftly into such goodness and freedom that you've never experienced before, because you haven't experienced it yet because it's new. Okay? But it's just a step away. I mean, it's one step in. By faith, Holy Spirit, control my life. And then do it, you know? Do it. Yield to him. Talk to him. Make him your mate. Put the music on when you're dancing, when you're singing. I mean, I'm always singing and worship and dancing too and with God. Like, it's just fun. I just enjoy him. I don't know. It's like, it's not religious. I just really love him and we really just have fun. I'm not out there trying to like, oh yeah, do you want to come? You know, trying to like, it's no conniving or scheming. It's literally just enjoying God. Like, you're literally having so much fun with him because he is fun. I don't know. I just like it. I like it. And you like it. It's what you're created for. You're actually created for it. So come into, enter the joy prepared for you. Control my life, Holy Spirit. All of you, Holy Spirit, and none of me, open my eyes, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive, Lord. Let not the things of this world sway me. Oh, thank you for it, Lord. Fill me with the ecstasy of your wine, the ecstasy of your bliss. Ah, thank you, God. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a good week, and I shall see you on Facebook. Amen.